Welcome to the Vico 7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday the 9th of October 2022, and at the mic of Vico 7 Whiskey India this week is Justin Vico 7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over Vico 7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton Vico 7 ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. 3.670 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.140 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 14.130 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. And 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15 thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RAD in southern Tasmania. And JOTA news, almost a last minute JOTA reminder. Please don't forget, next week is the annual Scouts Jamboree on the Air internet activity. Scouts and guides on the North Coast should be active on Saturday from Burnie and Patton Park, also hoping Sprayton can participate. We have scouts and guides attending the station at Rochelle from noon until 6 on Saturday and 10 to 3 on Sunday. There will be at least one group present at all times during the weekend, with Sunday morning fully booked. Venturers are planning on overnight activities, but will probably be internet only. We have operators planned to activate the Lee and the Domain, and at the time of writing, we're waiting on confirmation of groups attending. Huonville are planning to have an activity in their area being organised and run by their licensed youth members. So, if you hear scouts and guides calling other groups in vain, please respond to them. They may be on HF, repeaters, or DMR. And thanks to Peter, VK7KPC, the Project Commissioner Radio of Scouts Tasmania. And Divisional History News, 2023 Centenary, anyone? Linda Luther, VK7QP, has been working her way through the Reist archive boxes and has come across a Trove article in one of the boxes that potentially puts our divisional history back a few years. This newspaper notice in early 1923 informs readers of a meeting with the objects of forming the Tasmanian Division of the Wireless Institute to be held on Wednesday the 21st of February 1923, and a further notice on Monday the February the 26th 1923 to say that there was good attendance at the meeting and the list of officers elected. This put the start of the Wireless Institute of Australia Tasmania Division back 2 years from what is on the honour roll, which is 1925. This means we will have to start thinking about centenary celebrations a couple of years before we were originally going to. Thanks to Linda for all the work being done on the VK7 archives. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7TW, and of course Linda, VK7QP. And event news, the conference news, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, and as heard on the WIA National News, the stop press this week is that ICOM has confirmed that the VK debut of the new ICOM IC905 and accessories at the Tassie Ham Radio Expo on the 6th of November. Would you like to see this new microwave rig up and close and personal and have a chat with Hiro, who is the ICOM engineer who will be at the expo? ICOM will also be bringing a range of equipment for attendees at the expo to see. There is less than 1 month to go until this premier event in the amateur radio season. We've had a fantastic response from the event from the mainland VK and ZL friends, and more than half of the attendees are making the trip down to attend, some for the very first time. Now, this is time for VK7 to step up. Have you booked your tickets yet? If not, why not? We can guarantee this event is not to be missed, and there are more surprises and news in the pipeline, so stay tuned. Please take a moment to reflect on the considerable effort that has gone into the planning, arranging and coordinating of this event, and to make it an enjoyable experience for all to attend. We have some awesome raffle prizes to be won, and you're in the running by just attending. Reece will have a table available for members to sell the odds and ends that they may have lying around the shack at the expo on the Sunday. You'll need to attend the expo in person to utilise this, and please label your equipment appropriately and see Larry, VK7WLH, who is arranging this on the day. Many have taken a lot of time to dedicate towards making this event a success, but the only way that this can make this happen is if VK7 turns out in droves. So, what are you waiting for? Register now. We are looking to see you all in Hobart in November. 73 from Hayden, VK7HH, on behalf of the organising committee. Report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of cards held as at the 6th of October 2022 is in the email version of this broadcast. If you have recently changed your call sign or have received your first call sign, then please let Herman know, and the year you started using your call sign would be handy. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And statewide news, Thursday night's SSTV Net. Another great night that saw the following participants from VK7. ZAB, FGGT, ZIR, OO, ZSB, ZBX, WP, TW and KPC all sharing over 30 photos. The evening started off with some local scenery and landmarks. This week's weird was the Falkirk Wheel, a rotating boat lift in central Scotland that connects two canals that are 24 metres vertically separated. This is the only one of its type in the world, a definite transport-related theme throughout the night, with a vintage car, heavy machinery and vehicles that resemble porcupines that had sprouted antenna arrays. What a wind loading, and may not be legal. Also a thanks to Steve, VK700, for providing the monitoring site for the evening and the gallery, while Ken, VK7KRJ, site was being upgraded. A reminder, in southern Tasmania, VK7RAF 146650-600 can be used both locally and linked to VK7RJG by different CTCSS tones. 123Hz for local southern operation and 141.3Hz for linking RAF and RJG, which is 438.55 with a -7 offset. No tone is required on VK7RJG to connect with VK7RAF in the north and northwest, and we get underway around 7:30 p.m. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. And news from the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Barbecue and Fox Hunt. The Barbecue and Fox Hunt is to be held on Saturday, the 22nd of October 2022. We plan to start with the barbecue commencing at midday at Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. Legion Park is accessed by turning east off Maud Street off Queen Street and taking the road to the river and barbecue facilities. This is a BYO food and drinks event, and there are two electric barbecues, toilets, running water and some seats and tables undercover on site. At 2 p.m, if there are sufficient numbers, we will commence the fox hunt, which will be along the style of the old CB fox hunts, where the fox hides and the chasers, using signal strengths and clues, attempt to locate the fox. The person who finds the fox then goes and hides, and we start the chase again. To assist any amateurs to participate, it will be run on Channel 50, which is 146.5, and operate in the Ulverston Township. We will continue while there are chasers for the fox. If the weather is inclement, Eric VK7EV will be on 2 metres VK7RMD in the morning to advise if the event is still proceeding. If cancelled, we may reschedule to the following Saturday. And that comes 73 from Eric VK7EV, the news officer, Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club. News from the North, SOTA, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group, and the Summits on the Air and WWF at Park Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that comes 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. And to keep us legal, you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We will begin this week with an update on Wednesday's club technical night, and soon after arrival, Stuart VK7FEAT had Luke Skywater Walker, the club's trusty wood heater, ablaze and putting out heat in record time this week. This time I checked, and no, Stuart didn't sneak a whole box of firelighters into the club rooms. It appears that he was just very good at getting a fire started, thanks Stuart. Show and tell got off to a good start with, you guessed it, Ross VK7ALH, who bought in an ICOM IC745 that originated from the mid-80s. This time not from his collection, but one that is passing over his workbench for some TLR, or tender loving repair. The original release of this 100-watt HF base station was SSB, CW and FM, with an optional add-on FM module, but AM receive only. This was slightly later version and had the ability to also transmit in AM mode. We were informed that this rig did not have the ability to transmit at all. At this point, the pictures came out for a mental mind jog, and it became apparent that this was the second visit to the club rooms by this rig. Previously, we saw it had suffered a fairly substantial failure if the amount of blackened and charring on the printed circuit board was anything to go by. The MOSFET PA driver had fried, probably over an extended period of time, gouging an amount of the board damage from the charring. The offending device had been replaced, and as a safety measure, Ross had put a gate limiting and a snubber circuit to keep it from saturating when operating in the future. All he had to contend with now was why there was some purposely cut wires in the cable loom and a few dodgy capacitors. If the rest of the repairs are as successful, it will be soon better than new. I have a feeling that the logic or reason behind the cut wires may have taken some time to decipher, and good luck, Ross. Ian VK7IG brought along his new MRD RFPA broadband amplifier module. This cute little module comes pre-mounted on a heatsink, and overall dimensions are about 50 by 32 by 12 millimetres in size. It covers 2 to 700 megahertz with a stated output of about 3 watts. The module runs off 12 to 15 volts and has a board-mounted SMA connector for easy patching. This makes a very versatile and potentially useful module. Ian also had his new Whisper transmitter made by Zaktec of Sweden. The unit was running at his home QTH, and the Whisper logs were being interrogated by Ian and Andre, VK7ZAB. Hopefully the unit will make its way to the club rooms next technical night for a closer examination. Looks like Ian has joined the network of Whisper contributors, with it being picked up as far afield as Washington. Lionel VK7ZLB brought along a trusty Grundig portable radio from his collection, this time a satellite, without the E, 700 receiver, and it is a smaller unit and much more lighter than the professional Satellite 650, down from 8 kilograms to 2 kilograms for the Satellite 700. But bear in mind, this model did not include the word professional preceding the model number. The previous unit at the 500mm wide is suspiciously close to a rack mounting width, and the 700 came out the following decade in the 1990s, and all visual information is now displayed on an LCD screen. No moving coil meter or mechanical linear display on this one. Recovered audio quality is once again excellent and certainly puts out a lot of modern equipment to shame. Interestingly, it was manufactured in Portugal, not normally a place I associate with communications manufacturing, but it is certainly built to the high standard of engineering one expects from a German product. Thank you to Lionel for another glimpse into the world of Grundig. It's that time again. Andre VK7ZAB had the foxes out in readiness for the up-and-coming Jota Jotai Scout weekend and the mandatory fox hunting. Fresh batteries and once over to make sure that they were transmitting their correct IDs. Not long to go now. Technical discussions ensued for the rest of the night until we finally departed. The discussions continued on at the Friday Coffee's morning sessions, as though they had never been interrupted, this time with Trevor VK7TB showing us his latest printed circuit board designs from his previously designed circuits, evidently with the board ordering process now being entirely completed online. From the uploading of the Gerber files, with the suitability validation and quote being done in real time and presented to you, just tick the boxes for all the board options required, like solder mask and etc. Click the accept button. Boards are being completed and dispatched within 48 hours. The postal side is probably going to be the major delay. It sure beats the days of Dallo pens and Bishop graphics to start the process, the board process. Or using Bishop graphic tape for the board design was very therapeutic. The rest of the morning was taken up by reorganising the hall for the scouts and, of course, eating intermingled with copious amounts of tea and coffee. Good to see that so many club members are out and about, thanks to all your door donations towards the Tassie Ham Expo. For those that are wondering about the apparent technical problem with the 2-metre repeater VK7RAA on Tuesday mornings and afternoons, well, it seems to have come out from what Agent 86 Maxwell Smart would have said was the old stuck-on microphone trick, hi-hi. The problem eventually disappeared. The good thing is that Mount Arthur site appeared still to have ample battery charge, as no problems were noticed when Peter VK7PD put on the Sunday rebroadcast to air later that night. Thanks to Tony VK7YBG and helpers that looked into the problem, Tassie Ham Expo in November, the club has decided to combine the coffee mornings and technical night donations for the month of October, and our aim is to purchase some new items that can be donated to the Tassie Ham Conference and Expo in November. They will be added to the pool of raffle prizes, and thanks, guys. So, next coffee morning or tech night, feel free to bring along any old change or banknotes that you no longer need and pass them on to a good amateur cause. Jota and Jody for 2022, volunteers to assist are needed. The venue is the NTARC Club Rooms, which is the Rochelle Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochelle. The session will be on Saturday, the 15th of October, from noon to 6 p.m, and Sunday, the 16th of October, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Groups are planned to arrive in two-hour blocks, split up and rotate through four activities. At the club rooms, we will need volunteers to assist with the operation of each of the transceivers set up for the voice chat by the participants, assembly of the Morse code trainer kits, no solder required, only screwdriver, the sending and receiving of each other's names by Morse code on the practice keys, no, not live to air, plus external to the club rooms, we need local contacts to chat with kids in case we can't link up with other scout venues. If you're able to assist for any length of time over the 2 days, please let Peter VK7KPC or the club secretary know of your availability by emailing secretary@ntarc.net. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you and join us for a cuppa and a chat. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. And remember, equipment photos and propagation maps are available on the NTARC website under blogs for the week's broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the Secretary of NTARC, Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the south, 39 on 23 centimetres, the 1296 explosion in VK7. The mountain isn't moving this morning is the report for no QSB on 23 centimetres in Hobart. There are currently 39 stations who have joined the Sunday net on 1296.5 FM in the Hobart area of southern Tasmania. This is down to some active club members and a handy mountain that acts as a passive reflector, Mount Wellington, which is just behind the city and visible from most suburbs. We are fortunate the mountain does not in fact move, but the trees on its slope may, and as well as mist and rain that may have interesting effects on 1296 MHz. A few years ago, Rex VK7MO began efforts to contact northern Tasmania on 23SSB. At the time, stability of frequencies was a problem, so FM was more tolerant of small frequency shifts, and so tests were moved to that mode. Strictly not on the band plan, but was accepted by consensus of locals. 23 centimetres began to increase scores in contests, but the overall goal was to work the north was still not achieved. Rex encouraged more people to join in the fun and designed a Yagi and ran construction workshops to help make this happen. A regular net was established on 1296.15, moderated by Rex after the Sunday broadcast, and a 1.5 metre long Yagi was adequate for round the suburbs communication without high power. A further batch of antennas was produced by VK7ZBX as kits and sold at the local club Reist. A goal was set to get 23 on 23, a good marketing phrase, and we got 23 stations on 23 centimetres in a net a couple of years ago. The early adopters used a wide range of equipment and transceivers from ICOM, Kenwood, and as well as a wide range of transverter types. Things really started to grow more quickly with the advent of the IC9700 and the reasonably priced transverters and amplifiers from SG Labs in Bulgaria. In 2022, we have 39 stations active on the band. 1296 has become a chat channel in Hobart. It is interference-free, and apart from QSB on some days, it provides very clear communications. What about the goal of communications with the northern Tasmania? Well, it does now happen on a regular basis using digital modes after the Sunday broadcast FM net. Stability has had to improve to make this happen, and many stations are now using GPS-locked reference frequencies to keep their transmitters and receivers stable. This has represented a good example how some individual leadership has resulted in good results for amateurs in VK7. And that's 73 from Martin, VK7GN. And Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. Welcome new members. We welcome to Reist new members Tony Dalmeyer, VK7XTC, and new members and recent foundation license candidates Leo Phoebe and Sarah Welsh. We look forward to hear you all on the air, 73 from the Reist Committee. And October presentation, military radio as and antennas. Thanks to Kim Briggs, VK7KB, who will be giving us a presentation on more of his military radios and antennas. We will be setting up many of these antennas in the Queen's Domain compound, pending good weather, to demonstrate the ingenious way that the military creates HF antennas. We will be holding a BYO barbecue before the presentation from 12 noon today, that's Sunday the 9th of October, at the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, 73 from the Reist Committee. Training and Assessment. Reist's next Foundation Licence Training and All Assessment Day is being held on Saturday the 26th of November 2022. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett know, VK7KK, who is the Reist Learning Organiser, by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the REAST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REAST Facebook page events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KK. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with a discussion on the ACMA Class License Consultation Paper. This included many of the topics from the paper. And we then went on to a demo of the VoaCap propagation tool and a quick review of the remaining articles in the latest AR magazine, and finished with a quick promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo. This coming Wednesday night, we have another DATV Experimenters Night, and we'll be preparing the club rooms for the JOTA and JOTI weekend and have a look at a magnetic loop construction, reviewing the latest Jubis and Low-Key magazines, and much more. We stream the nights on the REAST YouTube channel, and we go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. The Sewing Circle Net Daily 3.640 MHz commences at 5 p.m. AEST. SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon, Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochalie Club Rooms, Launceston at 10 a.m. NTARC Technical Night, Wednesday the 19th of October from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms. NTARC Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 12th of October, Testnet CW course from 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesdays from 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.190 MHz, upper sideband, REAST Microwave QSO Party following the Sunday broadcast on 1296.150 MHz FM. The REAST WAGS Wednesday afternoon group meets in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. REAST DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T RF and YouTube streaming. And VK7 SSTV Nets held every Thursday night via the north-south link of VK7 RAF and RJG from 7:30 p.m. CCARC 24th of October SSTV Nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7 RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. REAST the 9th of October, the Military Radio and Antennas with Kim, VK7KB, starting with a BYO barbecue at 12 and presentation starts around 1 p.m. NTARC the 12th of October, General Club Meeting from 7:30 p.m. at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. JOTA and JOTI, 15th and 16th of October, Statewide Activities. NWTARC, 22nd of October, BYO Barbecue and Fox Hunt from noon at Legion Park, West Ulverston. VK7, the 5th and 6th of November, the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS Sandy Bay Campus. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, newsreader VK7 PD, repeaters REAST NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7 AX and VK7 DC. 160 metres, 7 GS, 80 metres, 7 JGD, 40 metres, 7 DG, 20 metres, 7 TPE, 10 metres, 7 VKT, and UHF CB15 VK7 FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7 RAA in Northern Tasmania and VK7 RAD in Southern Tasmania. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. This week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 amateur radio news team, 73 and stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.